You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. So tonight I'm continuing with what we've started already. Faith extenders. Hallelujah. And I'm continuing with another F word, and it is fellowship. Tonight I'm speaking on fellowship of what? Prayer. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I want us to understand something. If your faith will be very vibrant, potent, strong, you must engage in what we call fellowship of prayer. You must engage prayer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've come to realize that we have a lot of talkers and we have very few really talking with God. They talk about issues, politics and everything, but they can't spend an hour praying to God. And it's an issue. Hello?
Hi.
Prayer does a lot of things to us. Hallelujah. Prayer ushers us into the realm of faith. It makes faith potent. It makes faith a reality. Hallelujah. So it is very important. So Arodiana said, if our faith will ever be effective, it must be done through the fellowship with God. A lot of people talk about God, but they don't know Him. Meanwhile, we identified or we defined faith as this, as absolute trust in God. But how do you have that absolute trust and confidence in God when you know Him not? Oh, did you not hear the teachings of Jesus? He said, many will come on that day. I did this in your name. Indeed, there was performance. But He says, I don't know you. So they performed in God's name, but He doesn't know me. Listen, their name will perform. He said, in my name, they will cast out devils. So the name will work because something influential has been invested in the name. But remember, Jesus also taught and said, have the God kind of faith. So the kind of faith we are supposed to express is God's own kind of faith. So when you don't know Him, you can never be in that realm. So I don't care who is raising the dead and doing all those things in the name of God. Yes, the name will work, but He doesn't know them. So the fact that somebody raised the dead doesn't mean he has great faith. The place is quiet. So don't start doing miracles and tell me that I know God. I trust God. See the miracles. You can do all those things. God doesn't know you. He said, have the God kind of faith. So it means that the faith we are talking about is to cause you to resemble God. As He is, so must we be. So the ability to manifest the totality of God is what we are talking about. I get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You can never walk in that faith when your prayer is, let them die. Let them. If He came to kill, will you be alive? But His kind of faith was when they were butchering Him and battering Him. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. So whose kind of faith are you operating in? This faith that you can never forgive, you can never let go. Some of you are like porcupines now. You have embraced a lot of hatred for people. So when you are coming, you are like this. As I take your talk. But we must have the God kind of faith. And the God kind of faith comes from fellowship with Him. So we get to a place we know Him. We do what?
We know Him.
You are not getting it. But you will get it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want to read these few scriptures. 2 Corinthians 13, the verse 14. It's a beautiful scripture. And I want to open the teaching with it. It said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. He was blessing them, and this is the blessing. He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus. So that means that the more you get close to Jesus, grace comes upon you. Grace and peace is multiplied to us in the knowledge of God and of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he mentioned another beautiful factor. Why? Because it plays a major role in our faith work, love. So he says, and the love of God. For God is love. Now I'm talking about the members, the people who are involved in this fellowship when we come to prayer. The Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father, out of him spews out love. Then the final person, who is the initiator of this fellowship? See, we don't know how to pray. You will know how to pray when the Holy Spirit is in charge. For we ourselves do not know how we ought to pray. Oh, but the Spirit, he said, the Spirit helps us in our infirmities. He makes intercessions for us. Today I've come to teach you about a new dimension in prayer, where all the channels of your spirit will be open to access every integral wisdom in God. You have to stop all this witchcraft chasing. There is a realm when you come, they all know they must bow to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I am talking this way because he met me at dawn today. I have stopped joking. So let's read the scripture. So he mentioned the elements of this fellowship that are needed and what they will bring to the table when we come for fellowship. He said there will be grace, there will be love. Above all, there will be that initiation that makes you welcoming, because the Holy Spirit brings us into communion, koinonia. Communion, it is two words put together, common union. So at this environment, God does not show himself as God. He comes as your friend. Why everything you say matters to him. That is why a man of God said he was drinking tea with God and people were accusing him. On the end of a level, you let me not go there. Hallelujah. Now give me the Message translation of this very verse. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Are we having the Message? Good. It said the amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ. So it means that the spirit of mastery will be in this fellowship. In prayer, we obtain mastery. Look, there is a dimension of knowledge you must acquire to be called a friend of God. It is when you arrive at this state that you can make requests of nations and you hand them over to you. So you see why some prayers are not answered. You are at ground zero. You are going to ask for Afghanistan. You must become a friend. You must grow. So this matter is a matter of maturity. It means that after tonight, you must decide that the pettiness must leave me. All the unwarranted mannerisms, it must leave me. Because God wants to bring you to a place he sees himself in you. So that he can communicate matters that matter. Because on earth, it looks as if God cannot do anything except he finds a man. And he sought for a man who will stand in the gap and make the head. Hey, may you be the one God finds.
Yeah.
He said, the amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ. The extravagant love of God. He said, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit. Be with you all. With all of you. Now listen, I told you that Holy Spirit is the initiator of this fellowship. We don't know how to pray, but he teaches us and gives us utterance according to Acts chapter 2. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, he said, the Holy Ghost came. He said, suddenly there was a sound, and the Holy Ghost came. And he said, a fire lightened upon them like clothing tongues of fire. Then he said, they began to now speak in different tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Prayer has a language. When you see, the reason why some of us, we come to church and we are speaking in tongues. Oh, no problem. You are speaking what you want to speak. the day the Holy Ghost will take charge of your tongue, granting you utterance, you now, you know that which I was speaking was making this. You will see it. Because when God himself spoke, let there be light, there was. How come you spoke? Nothing was happening. Think about it. It is what you have done naturally by yourself, nullifying your tongue. How will your tongue carry power when you can lie? You must discipline your tongue. Tell it. From today, you don't lie. You want to raise the dead with a tongue that can backbite. Your tongue must carry power. So there are natural things you must do as a responsibility. Am I painting a picture?
Yes, sir.
It's not like your tongues is weak. Currently, the Holy Spirit is here. He is supposed to give you utterance. But there is a mechanism also in your members causing a default. The day I discovered this, I don't lie. I don't speak behind people. In case I say it and you hear it, I will open up to you that I said it. I don't fear anything. Me if you are me if you. Hello?
Hi.
So as you see me, I know the joke. I won't say it behind you. Maybe you were not there and I said it. When you come and you ask me, I will own up to it. Yeah. Do you know one who is qualified to ascend the hill of God? Have you read Psalm 18?
Yes, sir.
He said, one who swears even to his own, as long as his tongue has spoken, saying, I will do this. Whatever it takes, he must do it. He does not say, No. A lot of you people have resigned from doing what you promised God. Then in intimacy, you want audience. God can't trust you. Circumcise your tongue. Let it speak the right things. So that's just by the way. Now, let me prove something to you. It's as if everything must be done with prayer and nothing without prayer. How do I know this? Jesus showed us in Mark chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, verse 35 to 37. Bible says, before the day broke, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Let's follow the next text and see. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. Next verse. When they found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you. There is a verse that says that the whole world, all men are looking for you. Now, prior to that, he had visited the house of Peter. And the wife's mother was ill. He just took the hand and she was healed. That particular night, people brought their sick and their lame and everything. And he healed all of them. Early morning, he went to a quiet place to pray. Now, the disciples took note of it. At another time, the same miracles, mighty works. He loved them. So early morning, they saw him coming. Then they realized that this thing happening is not a joke. Then one of the disciples asked something. He said, teach us to pray. But he made one mistake. He knew what he was going to ask for, but was afraid to make Jesus know. So he said, like how John has taught his disciples to pray. But John's disciples have never performed miracles. So certainly it is not their kind of prayer he was looking for. He wanted to learn the secret that is making Jesus do the things he's doing. Because they realized that any time he will finish such a service, he will disappear. Then they followed him and realized that he has been going to pray. So now teach us. But he's afraid to say, we want to do what you are doing. And it is the same thing with us. We fear to ask Jesus to teach us. But you see, he said, the grace of the master. What is grace? a favor at work in a person that enables the person to do or to perform the duties they are performing. And the scripture said that the grace of the Lord will come to us. Hello. So as I'm speaking right now, be envisioning yourself as Christ. Saying good morning and somebody is getting healed. Saying good morning, then a barren womb receives the ability to give birth to twins. It will compel you to stop doing the things you are doing that does not glorify God. Hello?
Amen.
Now, it is as if lying is a cancer to me. Because it will reduce your tongue to the standard. Even when you say amen, nothing is showing up for you. You can't weaken your tongue like that. Hello? So teach us to pray. And it's as if nothing. The scripture says something amazing. In Philippians 4, verse 6. Scriptures are true. I want you to love prayer. You wake up, you don't understand, you are praying. Father, thank you. Shada Bahaya. He said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. I think last week we dealt with thanksgiving.
Yes,
sir. He said, let your requests be made known to God. You think God does not already know? But once the Holy Spirit is the orchestrator of this moment with God, He commissions the kind of prayer. How many of you have gone for prayer? Like you were going to pray for your needs. By the time you got there, you were crying and suddenly you started praying for nations. You started mentioning people's name and praying for them. How many of you have been there? It should tell you that the CEO of prayer, Ankasa, is the Holy Spirit. He already knows what you need, but He wants you to invest in what is the will of God. And it will link you. Didn't you hear Him tell us that we shouldn't seek after the things of the world, but we should seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness and all these things? What is the kingdom of God? And what is His righteousness? It's righteousness. When you understand the kingdom, I know in subsequent teachings, we will learn about the kingdom. We will learn about its righteousness. We will learn about its standards. And we will know many things. So when it comes to prayer, it's not about, Father, give me, because my name is Jimmy. It's, Father, Father, here I am available to receive what is needful in the kingdom. So it's as if nothing happens without prayer. And remember, I said it's the Holy Spirit that initiates it. So listen, if the Spirit indwells you, make yourself free for Him to initiate that fellowship. Why? Because that initiative is to bring you to the place whereby you'll be mingled with the Godhead. Do you know that when you are sent into the Godhead, nothing on this earth matters, not even money? Because when it comes to you having money, anything can give you money. How do I know? The Son of Man, who was with men yet in heaven, one day needed money to pay his tax. Do you know that he asked Peter to go and cast the hook? A fish gave him money. He didn't need men because they were not willing to give. So some of you, God has initiated you into ministry, saying you are like a brother. Because you are looking for partners. Listen, if God truly calls you and sends you, you will never be shamed. He will be your backup. He will be your sustainer. He will be your supplier. He is too much. He is enough.
He is enough.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
It is the grace of God. We didn't have COVID. But our God. Somebody say, our God.
Our God.
But what is the secret? What is the most needful thing? That we come in union with Him. Hallelujah. That we come to an understanding of the help He has given us. As if it is difficult, but it has never been difficult. He said, we do not know how to pray, but the Spirit helps us. The Spirit has been given to us. He indwells us. If only you be willing and obedient, He will open the channels of your spirit and you will pray like never before. I'm telling you. And it is said that you will receive power when it comes upon you. So power is already indwelling you. That which must give you the sustaining power to pray 2 hours, 3 hours, four, five, seven. It's already in you. All this 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. No. You can wake up at 12, pray till 4, bath and go to work. And you won't die. You won't die. You are asking me why you be that. I was a teacher. And I was a student. I didn't sleep, so you see me very slim, yet I was alive. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. This scripture opened up to me when a friend of mine was using it to teach. It's called Prophet Love Isaac Papu. Then he said, this scripture simply wants to tell us that prayer should be like, our fellowship with the Lord should be like the air we breathe. You see, you can't seize your breath for more than an hour. If you like, shut your nose, shut your mouth. Okay, I hear some people are skillful, they can breathe from another person. It will shock you, you will still go. But he said this, pray without ceasing. In other words, commune without stopping. Your life depends on it. Hello? So just like you breathe in, breathe out, prayer should be like that to you. That communion with the Lord. Do you know that? He said, be anxious for nothing. But in all things, by prayer and supplications. So that means that God is so interested in everything about your life. So you propose to this lady, she bounces you. And you know your heart is now beating faster. It's as if you're about to die. God expects you to come to him. Father, I come to you. This is what has happened. And the way my heart is beating, I feel like cursing him. But that is not my calling. Look, some of you, you have disturbed some ladies because they broke your heart. You curse them till date. They are not married. And if they are married, they can't conceive your word. Listen, Jesus set examples for us in everything. He was hungry. It was the responsibility of the disciples to carry bread. Always, they are to carry something in case of any surprise. Jesus realized they didn't carry anything that day. Then he saw a tree. I don't know if somebody has been watching the tree. Its leaves have budded. So he expected food to come from the tree. When he found nothing, he cursed the tree. But were the disciples not responsible to carry something along? Because there was a treasure. Why didn't he release money? Because it is a journey you are making. It can happen that you enter into no man's land, nothing there. You have to make supplies for yourself. But there was nothing. So why didn't he deal with them who are reasonable? The tree is not having brains. But Jesus was teaching us something. In your anger, don't channel it to people and curse them. That is how I got to know that anyone that curses people just like that, you have not encountered him fully. Listen, he himself has said it. Vengeance is mine. There is nothing anyone will do to you, God will not deal with them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If they don't repent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't have the right to go and do what God will do for you. You see, some of these things opens up to you when you are with him. He shows you the things that are his privileges, his rights. Things that his sovereignty takes care of. You won't dare do them. So how do you pray? That you can't hear God. That you are so full of pride. Because in this intercourse, it is the Father who releases love. It is the Son who releases the grace, which enables us to become. It is the Spirit who releases the virtues. That opens us up to embrace all manner of people. If you are full of the Holy Ghost, there is nobody you can reject. You don't the Holy Ghost. He is currently inside of us. Number one, what is he supposed to bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God? Romans 8, verse 16. So every time the Holy Ghost is remembering you, He is reminding you, you are a child of God. You can't use your tongue in this wise. You can't spend your time with your friends out there. No, you can't do that. He will tell you. How about having a Holy Ghost party? You are there with the Holy Ghost, flowing in tongues, permitting Him to invade you and to reveal to you the counsel of God. He's inside of you, bearing witness that we are children of God. Oh, the Holy Spirit. He maketh intercession for us. He knows our limitations. So in Romans 8:26-27, the scripture says that He makes intercession with groanings. Do you know what groanings are? Oh, I knew that He has made me a pastor when I entered that room. Somebody I disliked with passing because of what the person did to me. Then something happened to the person, and God didn't find anybody to pray than me. So He has brought it to you. You say you don't like the person, what will you do? Meanwhile, you love God too much that you can't deny Him anything. I said, Holy Spirit, by the time I realized I had to plumb myself like this, the next day, the person was up walking. Then I was like, Holy Ghost, honestly, you knew I didn't like this person. Then I realized it is the Holy Spirit who shares abroad in our hearts the love of God. So I'm surprised you still have hatred. He is responsible for eliminating it. You know why I'm talking about all these things? Because these are the hindrances. So God wants to have a free time with you. But these are the things. He said His hands are not shut, and His ears are not dead that He cannot hear. Neither can He see. But our sin, the things we are doing contrary to His will. And that is why you are praying in tongues, but you have no experience. We are going to do a practical. We are going to ask the Lord to forgive any hidden sin. Then after that, we'll pray in tongues. We'll close our eyes. We'll find corner and see what will happen to you. Some of you, your eyes will open. Yeah? You will see visions. How come we can be in church, nobody seeing vision? If you have seen a vision, the pastor is standing here, his angels are here. And you can hear them say, tell that lady that as long as the presence of these ones are here, her deliverance is come. One can say, oh, she has passed, send her there. Waiting at them. It's because we are not having supernatural encounters. So our Christianity is not showing forth the glory of God. You think tongue speaking is a light thing? No. You have come in union with the Godhead. Fire. I don't want to talk much. He guides us into truth. Papa, one day I was in prayer. Then I realized you taught something and it disturbed me, so I entered into prayer about new vocabulary. I realized my tongues was one way for a long time. I said, as I was praying, then the scriptures were being painted alive. As I saw the things, just like Pastor shared something during worship, he said that the reason why the elders, they bow down, always say glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, is because anytime they bow and they wake up, they see a new thing. So it requires a new exclamation. And that is how my tongues kept changing. And I realized that this thing is true. But when you've not encountered it, you belittle it. Tonight, as I end, we are in fellowship. But in this fellowship, some have decided that this is not my favorite preacher preaching. And so, I wouldn't pay attention. You've missed it. And this missing will affect generations after you. But you didn't know that this will come. It has come. I've realized that if we don't begin to say the truth as it is now, people will not wake up. Things are real. Listen, if you check how Ghana is being led, if you don't manifest Because a people must arise. By the time they hear your name, they run from their position. Not because you are something new, but your prayer is causing commotion. Oh, yeah. Some of us, God has warned some people because of us. Hallelujah. You want to rise your feet with me?
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.